Levin, First Amendment under attack by H.E. Garland, Biden admin to silence parents. By Trent Baker on October 10, 2021. On Sunday, Fox News Channel Life, Liberty and Levin host Mark Levin warned that the First Amendment is under attack by Attorney General Merrick Garland and the Biden administration. According to Levin, the Biden administration and the National School Boards Association conspired and colluded to silence parents who are expressing their First Amendment rights by recently announcing that the Department of Justice would intervene to address perceived threats against educators and school boards. The First Amendment of the Constitution of the United States, the Bill of Rights, is under attack by the Attorney General of the United States, Merrick Garland, and his staff, Levin opened his Sunday show. And now we have learned it is also under attack by Joe Biden's staff, as well as others at the White House in a coordinated attack to try to silence parents and taxpayers, the citizens of this nation who elect their school boards, who send their children into these classrooms. Why? Because they are challenging the poison, the rot, the radical Marxist propaganda that is being taught to your children from kindergarten through 12th grade, and apparently that is too much for them to tolerate. He continued, "Ladies and gentlemen, this is the memo that will go down in history as one of the most egregious violations of your liberty. It is a memo that is signed by Merrick Garland. And make no mistake about it, parents in this country, they're going to spy on you, they're going to gather intelligence on you on, they're going to track you in organizations that you belong to. And a special phone number is set up so if a teacher or a bureaucrat or union or whomever thinks if you are threatening or harassing them, they will set loose the FBI to come to your home and to interview you." Among other things in this memo, loose language like they're going to look at efforts to intimidate individuals based on their views. They're going to be committed to using their authority and their resources. They have a dedicated line of communication for threat reporting. Now, there's a problem here. The federal government has absolutely no authority whatsoever in the classroom, in the school district, at board meetings, period. There is no federal nexus of any kind whatsoever, and they know it. Follow Trent Baker on Twitter at @MagnifyTrent.